From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. We're just weeks away from picking a new president and Congress, but for about 100 Texans who gathered in a North Fort Worth church last night, that's nowhere near enough change. It's not hard to find an audience in Texas receptive to the message that the federal government is in need of a drastic fix. When Mark Meckler addressed the crowd, he said liberals and conservatives see dysfunction when they look at the Capitol. Until the states get together to fix it, he said, Washington will remain broken.
Some people say never Trump. Some people say never Hillary. I say never mind, because it's really up to us, the people. We were given this power.
Meckler is a conservative activist. He founded Tea Party Patriots. Now he's part of a national organization calling for a convention of states. Article 5 in the U.S. Constitution offers two paths to make amendments. All 27 current amendments were done one way, through Congress, then ratified by the states. Meckler says it's time to try the other path laid out by the Founding Fathers. When two-thirds of the states call for it, they can convene a convention of states to propose amendments to the Constitution.
The prediction was that that Constitution would be destroyed by the federal government, it would usurp powers, and that the methodology that the founders gave us, the tool they gave us to use, was Article 5.
The effort has broad appeal among many conservatives. Most of the Republican presidential candidates expressed support for a convention of states. Governor Greg Abbott has spent the better part of the past year pushing his 9-point plan for constitutional reform. Abbott's deputy, Andrew Oldham, said the federal government is too big and too powerful.
They are unelected bureaucrats that come up with rules, and they dictate every facet, every nook and cranny of modern American life. And not only is that bad, right, in the sense that the cause of liberty suffers, but it's also illegitimate because the Constitution itself not only doesn't allow it, it specifically forbids it.
Since the Constitutional Convention of 1787, there have been several efforts to get the states to call for a new convention to amend the Constitution. And since 1787, it has never been successful. So is this just a big pipe dream?
Well, no, I don't think that's fair.
Jim Riddlesberger is a political science professor at Texas Christian University.
The odds are not particularly in favor of this happening, but you know, crazy things happen in American politics. And if there are groundswells of support from the grassroots for reform, the American system really is set up to allow reform to happen.
Still, Riddlesberger says there's a lot of skepticism for the idea from all sides of the political spectrum. Mainly that we'd somehow totally screw up the Constitution in the process.
Once you start a reform movement of this sort, it's unclear who is going to control it.
Any amendment coming out of the convention would still need approval from 3/4 of the states. Back at the town hall, Meckler says that means his movement has to go beyond conservatives.
You gotta get Democrats, it's just the way it is. And I think this is a good thing. The founders designed it this way. We're not intended to be able to amend our Constitution lightly.
So far, only 8 states have passed legislation calling for a convention. The Texas House passed a bill last year, but it failed in the Senate. Lawmakers plan to take up the effort again next year. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.